agriculture uses a lot of fertilizer. People's yards require a lot of fertilizer to have that lush green St. Augustine grass. All those tropical plants need good nutrients, right? But Florida's pretty pitiful when it comes to soil nutrients because we're based on sand. So everybody from the neighborhood homeowner to the industrial agriculture uses fertilizer heavily. And of course, these fertilizers are water soluble, and it's unfortunate, but in a lot of ways, when it rains here, that's the stormwater is the mechanism that brings those nutrients to the lagoon. Now, don't forget there's also this ever-present septic system. Our individual homes have a septic tank that handles their wastewater, and they're quasi-effective, but not in the densities that they're being used. That was designed for a house 5 miles from town that, you know, doesn't have a sewer pipe going to it. So in the case of Florida, we've got so many of these systems, it's basically like, you know, partially treated sewage being dumped in the ground. We have created ditches and all kinds of mechanisms to move water off the landscape because in Florida it rains so much, right? We're constantly moving rainwater off of our yards, out of our neighborhoods, because nobody wants mosquitoes. And agriculture doesn't want their crops to drown. So all of this water ends up going into the lagoon as stormwater, and it's taking with it all of those nutrient residues, all of the nitrogen and phosphorus materials that are in fertilizer. And so we've engineered a really beautiful and safe human landscape. But one of the downsides is that we've also engineered a very efficient way of poisoning the lagoon with excessive nutrients.